Well, hello, and welcome to the Points of Interest podcast. This is the most generic podcast on the internet. My name is Josh Hawks. I am the 303 Ninja, and right over there, he is my podcasting partner for life. He is the other guy. It's Mr. Francis Fernandez.
Hey, everybody. Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
It is?
Happy Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day today.
You're like the jelly to my peanut butter.
Oh, well, there's...
This podcast is kind of like how I like my peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. It's a little bit more peanut butter than jelly.
I thought you were going to say like nutty or something. Or like, oh, it's nutty. Weird.
I mean, I could have said I like generic peanut butter.
No.
To go with the generic, the generic podcast, you know.
That's true. What is a generic? Is there such a thing as a generic peanut butter?
I mean, not anymore. Generic became store brand.
That's true. Yeah.
When I was a kid, I was young, but I remember there being the generic item aisle. And it was just black and white. Everything was just black and white labels.
Hi, Push the Fisherman. It is Tuesday. Oh, we are getting it. Now we have store brand, which usually is synonymous with bad. If you get store brand stuff, it's usually just it's Costco, which everyone seems to love. Like, they give that one a lot of for trying store brand peanut butter. Let's see how long this lasts.
Oh, yeah, I know, right? Reconnecting. So it's fucking not great. Not a great way to start. Not a great way to start. Hopefully it reconnects. This is already not starting off very well. We have this internet issue. I don't even know if this is even going out to anybody. We have this internet issue. It comes up sometimes where things just kind of freeze, and it sucks. I really don't know what to do about it.
Well, I'm waiting for Twitch to continue, because I don't know if Push will hear us. Oh, it went away.
It still says reconnecting.
All right.
So it's not.
Well, we're not live then.
No, there it is. No, it's going. It's going. Oh, there you go. It says live. Internet issues. Oh, now we're live. Internet issues. What can you say? Great way to start off.
I don't know.
Great way to start off.
What's funny is like I feel like your situation, your living situation, has internet from like the 90s, because
right.
We have been doing this for a while now, and it wasn't until you were there when the internet really became buggy, because before then, your internet was amazing. Like,
it's true.
Constantly, like, we never had issues. We never had delays. We never had, lag. It was just straight, like, fire.
Yep.
And now, whatever part of the Mile High State you're in, apparently they're like, internet?
Well, we're still running off a 57K.
Yeah.
56K.
56.
Yeah, 56K.
Yes, I have tried store brand, but store brand peanut butter from like Costco, which is like the quality store brand, not like whatever your grocery store is, store brand.
Let's try and save a grocery store sponsorship by not mentioning.
Yeah, I'm not gonna put down a grocery store. No, I go there. I buy stuff from there. Right. All I need is for them to listen to the show and be like, "Let's not sell to that guy that like dissed our peanut butter."
We were gonna have a store opening in the city of the area in which I live in. We were gonna have these two podcasters come in and open the store for us. Well, never mind. They don't brand soda.
Oh, man. Can you imagine us cutting the ribbon for a new supermarket? That'd be kind of cool.
I mean,
the 50s all over again.
Or fucking Richard Hammond. I'd open a grocery store. Why not? I mean, I wouldn't open one, but I would cut the ribbon for one. Yeah. Some sort of ceremony, like, I don't know. You got hit by a car outside the store that was here before that you set on fire because you were so mad. And I don't know.
I feel like there's a reference to something that I'm not aware of.
No. I mean, I got hit by a car when I was a kid. We've talked about that, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well,
had I not been recently. Unconscious laying on the ground, I probably would have got up and, you know, kicked the shit out of the driver. But, you know.
That's when we had a major head injury. And, yeah. She kept calling you Calvin Klein because of your underwear.
Hmm. Yep. Yep. Yeah.
There was a picture of her actually recently, Leah Thompson. She hasn't aged. That woman looks great. She looks amazing.
People have been saying the same thing about Ernie Hudson.
78 years old. Dude's in his... he's almost 80. Ernie Hudson.
He looks pretty good for 80.
They showed a picture of him. Yeah, they showed the side by side.
He looks a lot better at 80 than fucking... damn it. Never mind. Go on. I got to try and think of this fucking guy's name.
Oh, no. Is he a Ghostbuster?
No. He was an old comedian. George Burns.
Wow. All right.
I'm just saying, Ernie Hudson looks a hell of a lot better at 80 than George Burns looked at 80.
Yeah, but George Burns, oh, God. So George Burns was a comedian from, like, the 50s, maybe, 60s?
Earlier.
He always smoked a cigar. Mm-hmm. He had, like, a really kind of flat head.
He looked like Yoda.
Had, like, a really flat, yeah, it was like, he had, like, it was like the shape of an almond, his head was. And he always had a cigar on, smoking, and he sounded... You know, he had that very raspy, like, smoker's voice. You know, he had a smoker's voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's kind of like a Joan Rivers-esque comedian.
One-liner.
But, man, that name, I haven't heard that name in, like, literally 3 decades. That's amazing that you're bringing this dude up.
Which he, of like, the...
died in the 90s.
Which of the body-swapping movies was he in?
I don't know.
I want to say it was like him and Kirk Cameron or something like that.
No way. I'm looking at his IMDb.
It'll be like
he did
mid to late 80s.
Mid to late 80s. He did a movie where he played God called Oh God.
Oh God and Oh God Part 2. Yeah, those were good. Those were great. He was old as shit.
Lucy stuff during the 60s. He was, yeah. Golden Palace, Oh God, You Devil.
I think that was again, like the third one.
18 again.
18, yes.
With Charlie Schlatter.
Okay.
I don't know who that guy is. I don't know who that is. But I remember this. I have seen this movie. I have seen this movie, though.
That I remember.
Oh, and they parrot.
Go ahead.
Go on.
I remember seeing that one. There was that one. There was the one with Judge Reinhold and fucking Fred Savage, I think.
I don't know that one.
I don't remember what that one's called.
I don't know that one. Yeah.
But I remember the George Burns one. I just don't remember the kid. I'm picturing a fucking stereotypical 80s fucking teenager.
So his signature isn't just the cigars, the glasses. I've already had gigantic glasses, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah, I think in that movie, they fucking make the teenage kid, like, dress, like, in a fucking, like, Frank Sinatra, like, fucking type of suit and shit. And has his hair all slick.
Yeah, he wears based on these posters, he's wearing a tux. Okay. Which is similar to the one that George Burns is wearing.
Yeah, that would make sense. Yes. There was a genre so that I'm glad they don't fucking do anymore.
So they paired the movie. So there's that, like, pictures of movies that you'd watch it with. They paired it with Soul Man. If anyone remembers Soul Man.
Hang on. Fucking Wilder and Pryor?
No. So Soul Man is a movie about a kid, like a college student who can't afford college. So he paints himself black. Yeah.
Dreadlocks.
C. Thomas Howell. I don't know about that.
C. Thomas Howell. Young Einstein.
Yeah. But he just puts like Tanner on to look darker. Okay. But he's like, oh no, I'm black. Soul Man.
I think I saw that movie as a kid.
It's a crazy movie. I'm pretty sure I saw that one. But 80s movies were like that, though. Like, 80s movies were pretty weird.
See, here's where the Tubi commercial is. No.
No, it's Pluto. It's not Tubi.
Either one of them. Their slogan could be we like old shit. So
that's true. Good point.
You go on though.
Anyway, so that's all. I had nothing else to say about that other than I love that they combined Soul Man with George Burns, which again, great pull. I haven't had to think about George Burns in forever. He hasn't been relevant. Like, not even relevant. He's not like a Bob Hope or something where he's kind of timeless. Like, Bob Hope's kind of timeless. Everyone knows who Bob Hope is for the most part, I think. Do you think so? I don't know.
I think it's fair. I think George Burns is a fucking harder pull.
Yeah. But, oh, man.
That's why it even took me a couple of seconds to fucking remember his name.
He died in 96 at 100.
100.
He hit triple digits. Yeah. He hit the triple digits.
He did not win the showcase.
What? Was he in?
No, I'm just saying. You know, Bob Barker made it under a dollar, under 100.
Didn't Pluto TV petition Pluto as a planet yesterday? Probably. That's so funny. Push probably did for April Fools. I wouldn't be surprised. And hello, Ginger. Welcome. Glad you're here. There was a few April Fools jokes yesterday. One of the ones. So the California up their minimum wage for fast food workers yesterday on April Fool's Day, which is really weird. It's like $20 an hour. That's beside the point. So people have been like, oh, it's going to raise prices for food, right? So their example was on Sunday, In-N-Out was like, their burgers were like, I don't know, $10.50 for the number one combo or something, right? They show it again. They're like, and look at the change on April 1st. It was like $10.75, like went up a quarter or something like that. Like, no big deal. Like, who cares? It went up like 10 cents to a quarter. And people are like, oh, see, oh, it's going to be expensive. It's like, well, yeah, I'll spend a quarter.
You can't get out of a fast food joint for under fucking $10 anyway.
Not anymore. It's been that way for a while.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting worse, but.
But In-N-Out never, like, their prices stay pretty reasonable,
right?
Which is why I love In-N-Out.
And also, when have you ever seen an In-N-Out not busy? So, like, even it goes up a quarter. Is that gonna stop people? The troves of people that walk in to stand in line for 45 minutes or get in the drive-thru and wait for hours on end at the fucking mall next to the In-N-Out has to make a fucking special place for you to snake, you know, through their parking lot so you don't crowd up the fucking street. They're going to do just fine.
I think it's just cool to hate on In-N-Out. I think it's just like the cool thing to do. Sure. To be like, yeah, In-N-Out sucks. It's like, no, it doesn't. It's actually really good. But it's like, nah.
The only thing that I hate and hate on and think that they suck about is using sunflower oil. Otherwise.
Oh, yeah, for the fries.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'm still going to eat them. I'm just going to eat them with, you know, I'm going to crush. I'm going to get the animal fries. I'm just going to, you know, season them with crushed Benadryl.
Yeah. Mmm. There's a little dip of Benadryl. Yeah, into
salt
my...
bay, some fucking Benadryl on the top there. God. Well. I'm mad I even fucking said those two words together. So, yeah. it's been a week since we were last here.
That's our MO.
That is kind of our MO, and we talk about things that happened sometimes, or just random shit, which is mostly what this list is made up of that I have in front of me. But to be topical, to be somewhat recent with things.
Oh, I'm worried because I haven't heard your list this week.
That's so true. That is true. We bullshitted for too long and forgot to go over it. I mean, other people decided to not be amongst the living as of today. Even I guess Joe Flattery.
Oh,
the guy from SCTV and you know the jackass guy from fucking Waterboy. That guy, he died today. But that's even more recent than one thing I was going to bring up. But last week, Louis Gossett Jr. died, like a day or two after we recorded last week's episode. Yeah. It sucks. Great actor. You know, he hasn't been in a lot of stuff recently, at least that I'm aware of. So I don't really have like any, you know, sentimental or anything. You know, like, he's a great actor in a lot of movies that I liked. Enemy of Mine's a great one. I mean, Our Generation, if it is Enemy of Mine, it's probably Iron Eagle. Maybe Toy Soldiers. I like that one too.
It's kind of sad because we're in that generation now. We're that age when like actors older actors where you would see, because I'm like, I looked at how old Joe Flattery was. He was 82 when he passed. So like, I mean, that's now considered kind of the age of being young still is getting larger and larger. So sure. 82 is on the cusp of like, you're still kind of young.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, they've had pretty full lives.
I didn't know his name, but I knew who he was when he would show up on TV or you see a skit or something. I was lucky enough to have parents that allowed us to see comedy, I guess is the way to say it. Or grandparents that, you know, went to bed early and didn't care what we watched possibly. But I saw a lot of SCTV and I thought it was great. You know, I didn't, you know, there's cultural differences. It was a Canadian thing. I didn't get all the references to things. I didn't understand why these two guys kept saying, you know, A, and why they were so hockey oriented. Didn't get it. I was too young, but it was still funny.
Right. Yeah.
I remember Joe Flattery being on there. I mean, it does suck when you see people that you grew up watching on TV are no longer here. I mean, the older generation, you expect it. I mean, you expect it anyway. Yeah. But then it's like when people, like I said, Louis Gossett Jr. was always old, though. Like, even in Iron Eagle, I thought he was an older dude.
Yeah. There's some actors who were, like, amazingly, they lived quite a long time, despite, like, I'm guessing Hollywood just, like, keeps them around. Like, just being in Hollywood, being part of Hollywood, somehow elongates your life. Or even when you're old, you know, and have been old forever, they keep you going somehow. I don't know what it is. Maybe because you don't have to work, you can retire early, whatever. Like, you don't have to do too much.
Yes,
just go to conventions and sign stuff every once in a while.
Right. I think there's that, and once you're in a movie, especially that has any kind of a cult following or any kind of a following, you become kind of timeless.
You do. Yeah. I mean, they'll always remember him for all of these movies, yeah.
I mean,
both of them.
The two that he was remembered for. No,
I meant both him and the other guy.
I know.
Anyway, go on.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
So the reason why I bring it up, not because, like I said, I have, you know, some sort of sentimental thing or with to go with it or anything, but back in the late 90s, while working for a satellite TV company, and this was the big redneck satellite dishes, you know, that were in people's backyards, you know, that style.
Yeah.
I did programming. The company I did worked for did programming. So you would call in and say, hey, I want to order HBO. And I would tell you what satellite to aim your thing at and what channel it was on. That sort of a thing. Take your bills, you know, do all that sort of stuff. Very complicated.
Curious how old we are.
Yes. Very complicated. Yeah. In fact, Francis, the computer, it wasn't even a computer. It was a dummy terminal that I was working off of. So, like...
And you had to use punch cards to...
No, it wasn't that bad. But it was a monochrome, dummy terminal. I'm doing my job. Phone rings one day. Pick up the phone. Say my opening thing that, you know, we said, company name. You know, hi, it's Josh. What you want? And the person on the other phone said, I would love to pay my bill today. And I'm like, great. Let me get your account number. And he read off his account number. And that comes up on the screen. And I read the name. Oh, so I'm speaking with Louis Gossett Jr.? Yep. Okay, and you're at this address? Yep. All right, cool. Let's see what's, you know, going through. Let me get to the pay screen here. Hang on a second. Wait for the terminal to show up. And I hit the mute button for a second. And I went, Louis Gossett Jr. Holy shit. Unmute my end of the phone call. And I'm like, man, this is like the Louis Gossett Jr.? And he's like, yep. I was like, I loved you in Iron Eagle. Of all the movies, award-winning movies, and even movies he probably won awards in, I choose fucking Iron Eagle.
I totally thought your story was going to be like, oh, I didn't gush over him being an actor, and he appreciated it. You gushed.
I did a little bit, I guess. But like, you know, less in the sense of like someone being in front of me and being like, oh my God, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we tried to time it so we would physically run into Kevin Smith, but even if we had, it would have been like, hey, we're podcasters too, man.
Yeah, but I love that we were both in jobs that had nothing to do with the industry, had nothing to do with like Hollywood, and yet we touched the hem of Hollywood because they were our customers. Like I did credit restoration for a while. And I spoke with Offspring, the head guy from Offspring.
Offspring, you know, the guy.
The Offspring, the guy. I had interactions with the dude from the LA Kings hockey team, the French guy, whatever his name was. I can't remember his name now. Can't remember any of their names. But the French guy was like super popular. What's his name? I need to know his name now because he was like really popular.
I know who you're talking about. It's on the tip of my tongue. Yeah. Just keep telling your story. It'll pop up.
But that's what I think. I just customer service. I was like, oh, you know, give me your information, blah, 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 blah. You know, but yeah. And then they would just talk to you about like their lives and just like, oh, you're that guy. Oh, okay. Oh, all right. I mean, that's cool.
Yeah. Once I was like, yeah, you know, you're fucking great in Iron Eagle and all of its fucking seven sequels. You're fucking awesome in them.
I wish I had been like, I'm a fan of yours. The only problem is I wasn't a fan of the guy from Offspring. I'm just like, I like his music, but I'm like, I'm not a fan. And the French guy, I'm like, I don't like hockey, but it's cool that, you know, you gave us tickets to a hockey game. Thanks for that. You know,
you probably should have but sold like, them, and would have had less credit issues.
I didn't have the issues.
No, I know.
Well, I did at the time, but yeah.
But yeah, we also, the satellite company I worked for also had an account for Skywalker Ranch. Not that Lucas himself ever called in, but like somebody, on our team had a receipt signed by George Lucas. So, they kept that one. I wish I knew what box it was in right now. I have from the same place. I'll try and find it. Maybe I'll show it next week. I have a receipt from Orenthal James Simpson. Not OJ. Not OJ Simpson.
Oh.
No, I mean it is.
Oh, the dad.
No. It is OJ, but it's his full name. Whatever. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Orenthal.
Oh,
yeah. But yeah, it's his full name.
Orenthal James.
Yeah. Whatever his fucking name is. It's OJ's signature.
No, you're right. You're right.
And his credit card number at the time. But yeah, so we
That's weird.
Well, how's he going to fucking pay his credit card? This was still in paper. Send in your fucking paper checks and, this was a long time ago.
So here's my question. Do you think everyone has had a brush with someone famous at some point in their lives?
Whether they knew it or not.
Randos.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because we're just two randos who didn't, Now we it makes sense because we do conventions. We did. I mean, I don't really do conventions much anymore, but we did conventions for a while. So that made sense that we rub shoulders with voice actors and other actors or whatever, and just chilling with them at their booth. That one guy from who's that guy that we hung out with at Philly? Who we never talked to him, but he was. We gave him marshmallows. That was it. Oh, God, whatever his name was. I can't remember either. Geez. Man. Remember what I'm talking about? He was Battlestar Galactica or something like that. He was that guy.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Older gentleman.
Yeah, I don't remember. Oh, man. I don't remember the guy's name.
Who was in the elevator that one time? The musician?
Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper. There you go. But see, stuff like that, right?
I mean, the fact that we didn't do the whole fucking, we're not worthy in front of Alice Cooper is a missed opportunity. We should have.
Probably guess that.
But I was I was like, holy shit, that's Alice Cooper.
Right. No, but that was the beauty of it. I liked that we didn't take it. We didn't become we didn't fangirl over them.
Right.
We didn't fan over them. We just kind of they exist.
Do you remember when I bought Brent Spiner breakfast? Well, I didn't buy him. I gave him the free coupon for breakfast because he didn't have one.
Oh, I don't remember. No, that was a Brent Spiner. It was
Wasn't it?
No. I know at the hotel, right?
Yeah.
At the hotel it was a Brent Spiner. It was
Where the fuck it was some Star Trek person. Who was
it? It was a Star Trek person, but it wasn't Brent. Because he wasn't there.
Whoever the hell it was, it was just hey man, I got this extra fucking ticket. You don't have one. You shouldn't have to pay. If I'm not paying for breakfast, you shouldn't. You definitely shouldn't have to be paying for breakfast.
Oh, look at this. Ginger's showing off now. Said I've met, partied, and had dinner with high profile people. I'm sure. No doubt. But that's the thing. I guess people regular folk have. I feel like regular people just we just encounter. On average, we just encounter famous people because they're everywhere.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I think the same hockey player you're talking about, I actually helped his cousin buy video games.
Oh, jeebus. Really? That's funny. Can we remember his name?
No, it's on the tip of my fucking...
Luke Robitaille. Is it?
Yes, Robitaille.
Luke Robitaille.
Luke Robitaille. Yeah. I sold video games to his cousin who had the same last name. Yeah, so when I was signing him in, making a new account for this guy, He's like, Robitaille. And I was like, spelled like Luke Robitaille? Ha, ha, ha. He's like, yes, because that's my cousin. I was like, oh, no shit. You know, it's like, you know, your sister's brother's roommate's, you know, friend sort of thing, you know, but.
Yeah.
It's not, it's like our friend that dated a dude with the last name of Disney. There's only one fucking Disney family in the whole United States, and I'm sure the one, you know, the Walt Disney family made sure that they're the only Disney family in the world.
Probably. I wouldn't be surprised.
You know.
Yeah.
People do, I think, you know, run into people. A mutual friend of ours. Cousin's former roommate, his cousin,
right.
Pretty girl, dated a few sports people in town, like a couple football players and maybe a basketball player. I'm like, oh, what's, how do people, where do you randomly meet people like that? But
I don't know. I kind of want my next girlfriend to be like a celebrity.
That'd be sweet.
I wonder if I can make that happen. Can I somehow make it happen?
You are in the land where that is more likely to happen. Fucking it is. That's here. True.
That's a good point. That's a really good point. I am in LA, so that makes sense. That'd be really funny though, if I'm just like, oh yeah, this is, you know, I don't know. Trying to think of an actress who would want to.
Well, don't, no one because would, then you'd be just, like, didn't you? Never mind. I almost said something I shouldn't have said.
Ouch. It sounds like it would have been a diss on me.
It would have been taken as such. Yes. Yes.
It's okay. I can handle it. But anyway.
Yeah, that'd be awesome because so, you could be like, hey, you call me up and be like, hey, Josh, my meal ticket just fucking is going to some movie premiere and said I could bring a friend.
Find, are you kidding me? Find your tux. I have her as a guest. I totally have her as a guest on the show.
Oh, yeah.
She'd be third window.
Totally.
Finally, using the third window. Finally, using the third window bar.
The third window actually was, the vacant third window was actually asked about recently by somebody that watches and listens. And I said that the third window is off being a married person and forgot about her little friends on the internet. No, just talking shit.
Can I just say that we know a lot of successful people who, like, I feel like are more adult than we are.
I know 10-year-olds that are more adult than I am.
Yeah, but it's crazy. Like, I'm not married. I don't have a house, you know? You're not married. You don't have a house. Like, we don't have children. Like, these guys are having children.
We're not bank just executives, like, or tutors.
Right.
Or fucking world, I mean, that world matter, traveling though. Welders or fucking, you know, whatever else.
Oh, well, that explains one of the people. Okay. I didn't realize that was the fate of one of our friends. Is that he's a world traveling welder?
He was. Oh. And that's what got him partially to the success that he got. And then I love this dude in particular. I think he's got a major case of the ADDs and jumps interests like he changes underwear.
What do you think we're doing wrong? What do you think we haven't done properly to be more like that? Or does it matter? Should we not care?
I'm at the point, at this point of doing this for however long we've been, 13 whatever years, like, it is what it is.
Nope. Sure.
Right. I say that because what we're doing must have been good enough to some people, because regardless of connections, Francis, we got to do some shit that we were not fucking qualified to goddamn do.
No, I agree. That's true.
Fucking flirted our way into things where we shouldn't have been. You know, like, we were put into positions, whether we were comfortable or not to be in, we had to fucking just do it. So you don't get to do that unless people have enough confidence in you to do that. So we were doing something right.
Right. I mean, yeah. No, look, I don't.
The people that put that shit, that particular convention in Philadelphia, had a choice of anybody they wanted to choose. Right. And the person chose the people that he podcasted with the most.
Right.
So, I mean, you try. I mean, you had a plan to sneak into WonderCon this past weekend because you're approved for press
through busy.
the little brother of arguably the biggest convention in America. So doing things, it's whatever. It's a sliding scale. It's arguable. It's I don't know what the, but like, I know what you're trying to get to, like the major success of breaking out and real sponsors, not ones that I have to buy products for. And they're like, yeah, since you bought some shit here, we'll sponsor you.
It's not even that, really. It's like, I understand why, because there's a lot of us. There's a lot of us to do this thing, right? Like, you know, there's a lot of guys in their, you know, X years, whatever, who have been doing this for a while, and we're not willing to do what a lot of them do, which is like sensationalize and like get people riled up and like say stuff that's like really controversial, or even not controversial, but just like really like we're kind of go with the flow kind of people.
Right.
And just like, eh, we're chill. We don't need to cause drama. But it's not even that. Because those are the people who succeed, who like quote unquote succeed in this space, are the ones that are like really obnoxious, and I kind of hate to be around them because they're so just like, I'm right and you're wrong, and ha ha ha. You know, that's what I've been noticing at least. The more and more I do this with you, the more I realize all of our contemporaries, minus the people we kind of know, because they're not like, they're usually not like that, but like these other people I've seen, they're just jerks. They're just the worst people. And I'm like, well, I'm glad we're not like that. But I guess I'm just asking, like, you know, like, yeah, we didn't get the big show, right? We're not, you know, 100,000 people aren't watching us every night or whatever, which is fine. I don't want that either, because God, it sounds awful to be popular on the internet. It sounds like the worst.
Can you imagine the chat screen? Just if you have that many people that are watching, that there, a quarter of them at the very least are going to be in the chat, and that chat is just going to keep going and going. It would never stop. It would, how do you pay attention to it and look over and be like, oh, hi, so-and-so. You know what I mean?
Well, certain people would get privileges, you know.
Oh, sure.
Like Ginger would get privileges, for instance.
Sure.
For no reason. But like, but also, like other shows, the people who pay are the ones who get to be talked to. Like the ones who give us money are the ones that get the attention, which is what a lot of these other podcasts do. You know, they're like, oh, we're going to go to Super Chats now. And it's just like people who gave money. We're only going to talk to them. We're not going to talk to anyone else. You cheapo, lonely people who don't give us money, we're not talking to. And I know, whatever, it's fine, I guess. Makes sense. But
yeah, I mean, like,
yeah,
just, you know, that type of thing off the top of my head, it would be like people that are in the Super Chat, they would get a longer time chatting about the thing they brought up versus someone who didn't. I don't know.
They get priority. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we'd have a producer.
I would make a timer. We could put a timer up. Like super, you know, now you pay into Super Chat, you get a X amount of time on your topic, so we could talk about it. Timer starts now. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Did you want to be famous out of curiosity? Did you want to be like that? Was that the goal?
No. I think same thing I said the whole time. If something comes out of this, then fucking right on. If nothing comes out of it, and I just get to talk with awesome people and entertain myself and challenge myself to do something, right on. So I win either way. And like I said, we've appeared and been the part of the heartbeat of a convention. We have press credentials for the biggest Comic-Con in America, or the most well-known Comic-Con in America.
Yeah.
Somehow I convinced local conventions that I'm important enough to, you know, let me be a part of and or cover your Comic-Cons. So the levels of success, like I said, is arguable, sliding the scale, variable, whatever. Like in that amount of time, we've both appeared on stage in front of hundreds of people.
Yes.
You are a featured writer in a couple books.
Well, that's a bit different.
Yeah, hang on.
Okay.
We both have done voiceover projects or voice acting projects.
Sure.
And I'm trying to think anything else that's come from all of this. And, you know, whatever, we found our voices or gained some confidence, whatever. All of that has come from this, from sitting at a desk, putting a microphone in front of our faces. Because if I didn't have a podcast, I'm not going to walk into some convention and fucking, you know, pull my dick out and be like, look, you should give me a fucking press badge just because I'm a nerd.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All right. I should moderate this celebrity panel, the celebrity panel at the convention, just because, you know, I like this person.
Right.
No. All of that came from from doing this, the dedication of this, the meeting. Sure, meeting the right people. No arguments there. But all of that came from podcasting. So the level of success I think is high. It's just having what expectations do you have? Expectations or goals, right? are only points of disappointment. Go into something with no expectations and no goals, then everything is icing.
Yeah. I can see that.
Would I love for this to, you know, or something that you and I are a part of to become something, to be somebody for a flash in the pan? Might be fun for a little bit, as long as I was making some money that I could put away. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like,
right.
If we got any kind of success out of doing anything that we did, it would be a one-hit wonder type of song, more than likely. Right. So like most one hit wonder people, they go spend all the money they make. I would anyway, just take all of it and put that shit away and be like, if I never touch it, then I never had it. Then I don't have to worry about it. I just go back to being boring old Josh after the heat wears off, whatever, you know?
Right. Okay. I'm just curious.
You know, as a kid, you know, sure, there's parts of me that would want to have been famous or on TV or whatever else, even parts of me now. That's why, you know, partially, not even partially, like I said, don't really have expectations, but if something came from this, fucking cool. Yeah. And like I said, things have come from this. It's just, maybe it's not the level of success, dink, dink, that other people have or have had or get paid to have. But we've also been fortunate enough to not have to pay for hotels on occasion. You know, there was there that particular, you know, convention. It was in every celebrity's contract that they had to talk to us if we asked. Who the fuck are we? You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
But it was.
No,
in
I do.
All
I
of their it. Contracts. Every celebrity, they if we approached anybody from our team, if we approached them, they were obligated to talk to us.
And they're like, we have no idea who these guys are anyway, so yes, that's fine.
You know, like,
I don't know who they are.
So I said, like I said, success is arguable.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's how you look at it. It's how you look at it. You know, would
well, that's why I ask. That's why I put it out there. That's the reason.
You know, would
kind of like a
would I be the fucking the phone system of some random Google company if it wasn't for the connections I made that all came from this? No, probably not. I wish I knew what the name of the company was. I'd give everybody the phone number right now.
Right.
Let me direct you. Yeah. I don't know. What about you? Did you, you're more surrounded by it all the time. So I don't know if being surrounded by that kind of, you know, famousity makes you want to be a part of it more or turns you away from it.
I mean, I watch a lot of it. Like I watch a lot of people do what we do, like this, sit in front of a camera, talk to strangers on the internet, you know? And, you know, we're very lucky we have people who want to hang out with us, you know. I mean, we know who they are, and they still want to hang out with us. So we have friends who want to hang out with us on here. And, you know, acknowledge our existence.
Being acknowledged is always nice.
Yeah. But, like, you know, I see these other people, and, yeah, part of me is mostly like, oh, like, we do that. I'm like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing differently? Or like, I kind of think about it because I don't know. I do this because it's fun. I do it because I get, you know, it's our time to kind of just talk. Mm-hmm. This is our one day a week. We're hanging out and talk. Right. And we maintain the friendship this way. Right.
Right.
We don't just forget that we exist. We meet up every week to be like, hey man, how's it been? Like, this is the icing on the cake because we talk for an hour before the show even starts. Like, we talk and hang out and like have discussions and stuff. And then afterwards, and I do that a couple times, you know, throughout the week. But yeah, and I think, wow, that's cool. I like that. You know, this isn't necessary. We can literally never turn on the camera. We could literally never go live, and it'd be fine. Mm-hmm. You know, just us hanging out, catching up, talking about how the week was. You know, talk about Iron Eagle, talk about all that stuff. Right.
Right.
Like that's just us. We can just hang out like that. But we decide to turn on everything and be like, hey, we're gonna share this with everyone else in case anyone is interested, in case anyone cares.
Right,
and that's the part where I'm like, yeah.
What you're trying to, I don't know what you're trying to get at, but like for a lot of people out there, a lot of shows, a lot of channels, a lot of whatever, they all have one thing they talk about, and that's how you find them. Did you search out that interest, whatever that interest is?
Yeah. True.
Coin pushing.
I'm pretty sure
testing out fucking plug and play video consoles. They have 10,000 plus, you know, whatever. Like, I don't want to just have one thing. I mean, sure, maybe eventually, but like, I just can't, I can't typecast myself into just talking about one thing. And I think that's always been the issue with getting people, you know, somebody told us where the tagline comes from. You're one of the hardest podcasts to find because it's the most generic thing out there. I was offended at first, but if you've been here, I say it at the beginning of every show because I love it.
And we are hard to find.
We are, hard to find, but you know, we're on YouTube podcast now.
Oh, that's good.
I just did that before we.
Hopefully, we're easier. Oh, I just hope we're easier to find now.
I hope.
Yeah, Well, Ginger apparently hangs out with people who were not into their celebrity. They're just nice, which is very nice. That's what I prefer. But I guess what I was trying to get at with all of that rambling was that, not having the expectations, not having, like, technically a goal, right? It puts us in a pretty comfortable place that doesn't blow us up, but doesn't really make us unknown either. Because we did go from, 20 people to 50-something people, following, which is pretty impressive given that we didn't really advertise and we really didn't tell anybody, right? Like, I put it up on Twitter, but that's it, right? That's pretty much the extent of my, like, advertising. It's just I post it on Twitter.
And it's my show, and I don't advertise it at all, so...
Yeah, and I bring it up every once in a while on the other show that I do that has an equally difficult time kind of just like busting out and being a thing.
It's a far more entertaining show than this is.
But again, it depends on what you're looking for. But
sure, I'm just talking shit.
So that's the reason why I brought it up to you. I asked you just because I'm like, what is like, it's the most generic podcast on the internet. Like, great. You know, but yeah, like I just want to know if you're comfortable. You know, I did it out loud out here. I guess it would have been better doing it behind the scenes, but it's like, it was just an interesting like question given I watch other people and they do stuff and some of them really bad at what they're doing, like no charisma, no, like there's nothing entertaining about them. They just kind of talk and it's kind of boring. And then there's the people who are like disgusting and gross, but everyone wants to listen to them. Everybody wants to know their opinion, despite being like terrible human beings. I'm like, where are we? Where do we sit?
Well, I don't know.
This pantheon.
Well, let me get to this. Let me throw this next topic at you, and you fucking decide from there.
Okay, hit me.
Since we are talking about conventions and everything else, and people getting famous for. Unconventional things.
Yes.
I have to take a pause here and make sure. Okay, so. Conventions. Conventions. We've been going to them. We go to them. We plan to go to more in the future.
Right. Yes. Yes and yes.
I think it's time to stop.
Okay.
Inviting cosplay people to have a table at Comic Cons.
That's always weird, isn't it?
I'm sitting here trying to look at it objectively. And what do they bring to the convention? They all sit behind their tables looking sad and depressed with their entourage of lonely virgin boys that, you know, they found that will do all their editing for them. And
I see who you're talking about. Okay, yeah.
It doesn't matter. I'm not talking about anybody specifically. I'm talking about fucking all of them.
No, I know what you mean. I know, and that's what I mean. Yeah.
They all sit sadly behind their tables because they have nothing to offer besides looking good, pretty, sexy, or creative. And I'm not saying that none of those things are bad. But do they all deserve their own tables? I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, they paid for it.
Some.
I don't think they were given it to. I don't think some, they were given to them. They,
I think some are guests.
You think they were just? Wow.
I think some are guests. Yes. The quote any, unquote any, high profile cosplayers.
I don't know anyone who's a high profile.
Don't know who that is. I am actually pretty good friends with some cosplayers. One of them runs a nonprofit. I have no problem whatsoever with him having a booth. And
yeah, but he's kind of one note anyway, isn't he?
I mean, yes, but that's why he has other cosplayers there, you know, that are part of the team. But at least that booth has a fucking purpose. It's going to a nonprofit. Any money that comes in at least goes to a nonprofit.
Okay. So, like, you have no issues with, like, the 501st. You don't have issues with, like,
no, I'm
Denver
talking
Ghostbusters. You don't have issues with those guys. Okay.
No, I'm talking about random fucking cosplay Jane and her, you know. She cosplayed as fucking Tifa one time and people lost their shit. So now she goes to conventions.
And she changes like outfits throughout the day. So like for the first half,
it could be guys too.
There are very few guys who cosplay. But you understand what I'm saying, or at least I know what you're talking about. Yeah, no, but I'm just saying, like, yeah, those I never understood it because, yeah, usually no one's at their booth usually, but then on occasion. No offense to, the nerds losing their hair, but usually it's like a creepy dude who's like. Has the comb over coming over and like talking to the, and they're like politely like, okay. Like having a conversation with like this dude who's like 30 years older than them,
right?
Trying to like do something. I don't know what they're trying to do.
They're having just a conversation just with being creepy
model. Yeah. No offense to the creepy people.
Well, no offense for sure.
Yeah.
Because nobody deserves that, right? But I just
nobody deserves that kind of. Yeah.
I just,
but they're polite, you know. The cosplayers are usually polite.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They are. Most of the time, yeah. I get it, and maybe I'm not part of that niche community. I just don't think. I think it's time to move on, or if you want to have that many cosplay people at your convention, then maybe you should make an offshoot of your convention that's just showcases cosplay people, or make a wing of your convention that's just showcases cosplay people, because they just offer prints of them in their cleavage or what have you. And you know, I got nothing against cleavage. I like boobs just as much as the next fucking person. But I don't know. I walk through conventions and haven't done it this year yet. But it's like, I remember back to last year. It's like, oh, here's the cosplay section. Look at all these sad folk. And I'm not even talking about the cosplayer. I'm talking about the people talking to the cosplayers.
Yeah.
You know, they're buying prints.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
No, I mean, I get where you're coming from, but I also get what, like, because I think about it, there's only maybe a handful of cosplayers that I, like, follow on Instagram, right? Because usually everyone kind of dresses the same. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what makes them unique is they're in another country or they're, like, whatever. Like, they're doing something that is unique enough to where I'm like, okay, that's interesting. I'll follow that, right? But yes, eventually it gets to all of them being like, I'm going to wear as little clothing as possible. And that's like my thing. Like all cosplayers seem to get to that point at some point. So I get it. I get where you're coming from. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Some of them are celebrities. Some cosplayers are celebrities. Like,
well, the thing attached to them, but like, what are they actually famous for? Having cleavage.
I mean, think about like
or having nice legs.
Cindy Crawford.
Okay.
Cindy Crawford was a celebrity, despite just being a model.
Right.
That's all she did was being a model.
Sure.
She didn't cosplay, but she was just a model.
Yeah, it's the same kind of thing. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
But I'm trying to equate it back to a Comic-Con. I'm fucking failing here.
Kind of like, I mean, you know, this is the pot calling the kettle black, but they're kind of the lowest rung of like celebrity at a convention.
Oh, we're the bottom of the black shit at the bottom of the pan when it comes to the fucking echelon of celebrity. Okay.
But that's also kind of cosplayers too. That's kind of what, you know, because who's heard of, every time I've gone to a convention with cosplayers having their own booths in their own section, I've never known any of them. I have no idea who they are. I've never heard of their name before. I look at them and I'm like, yeah, okay, they're generic, pretty, fine. And they could have been the Suicide Girls, which is like, at least I know that there are.
I can at least buy a calendar for them.
Yeah, exactly. You probably buy a calendar for these and these two. But anyway,
and they're more open to take a picture with you.
Right. They're not charging, at least. They're not going to charge you like $40 to get a picture with them or whatever, like the cosplayers do. But I don't know, man.
As I hang up with you on a Tuesday evening, and these are the thoughts that run through my head from Wednesday to Monday night, and I write them down and we bring them here and talk shit about people.
Can't believe we didn't talk about the thing we were supposed to talk about last week.
Well, it's written on here again.
Cassette tapes, but we'll get there, I guess. Cassette tapes, but
Well, we'll get there. But yeah, so like
next week. That's an evergreen topic, so
it might be next week. We'll see. We'll get it here. Let's just talk about it. Because the last thing I have is just kind of fluff.
Just wait till next week. We've hit the hour. We can wait till next week.
Okay, so we'll do the fluff, and I'll move the topic to the following week. It'll be 3 weeks. This thing, one little stupid thing, is gonna get pushed, but that'll be fine.
It's fun though. It's a good topic. It's a fun topic.
It's there in case we need it.
Yeah.
So just today I was looking through the news stuff, trying to find things that were interesting. And something did come across that I found interesting. I'm not a very superstitious person, Francis, as a whole. You know, I got a few things. I'm not a big crack stepper. You know, every time I see Pepperidge Farms, I got to say, well, Pepperidge Farms remembers.
Okay.
You know, but
which can't be that often. I don't think I can remember the last time.
To the grocery store and I get to the bread aisle and I'm looking for a loaf of bread, and eventually I'm going to pass Pepperidge Farms, or if I'm in the cookie section, they got the little Pepperidge Farms cookies.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
But superstitions, like when I played hockey, I made sure I put tape on a certain way, but I'm not very. Not wild about things, except for opals. Opals, the gemstone, scares the fuck out of me.
Why?
Oh, it's stupid. It's stupid. It makes no sense. So when I was younger, I worked with a guy that was a jeweler. That's what he called himself anyway. He was more like a pawn shop owner, but he sold a lot of jewelry. Either way.
Sure.
He had this thing about opals. He said that I won't sell opals to anybody unless it's their birthstone. The reason for that, I've seen too many weird shit things happen to people after they bought an opal and it wasn't their birthstone. More fucking coincidence probably than anything else. But working for this guy and hearing this all the time when people are like, oh, that's pretty. What is that? It's an opal. Is it, when's your birthday? Well, I won't sell that to you, your birthday falls in the right month. I will sell this to you. His superstition rubbed off onto me. I don't know why, but it just is. Yes, and I also have also heard you never, yeah, you gift an opal, but you don't buy one, which is weird because you have to buy one to gift someone an opal.
Well, the curse or whatever that comes with opal, I guess, goes on the buyer. So if you get an opal through a gift, at least the curse isn't with you or whatever it is that comes with opals.
So this dude's superstition rubbed off onto me because I was around this guy so much.
Okay.
There's a town, city. It's a city. I used to live in just south of the metro area here. It's called Opal. No, it's called Castle Rock. And Castle Rock is kind of known for this mountain that's in the center of the city. It's a large kind of sandstone vertical kind of mountain. The mountain eroded around it, so there's like this castle of rock, if you will. Well, as more and more rock has eroded from this mountain, they're discovering that the fucking mountain is made of opal. There's like a huge opal vein running through the center of this fucking mountain, hill, whatever. And I just think back, I used to live right underneath this fucking thing. No wonder why I didn't have a very good time while I was here.
You were just around it, so you can't even be around it.
You
can't be in its general area.
I'm just saying, I was trying to make, you know, just kind of make light and joke of shit, but at the time, it was right before I started podcasting, actually, when I lived there at the time. So right around 2009, I moved into the city, things were fine, and then the girl I was dating, we broke up, and then the job wasn't going very well, and this and this and this, and then I moved away from there, and everything got better, and now I know why.
That was that mountain, man. That mountain. That
fucking mountain was full of opal veins.
Trying to screw. Well, that's a lot of opal.
That's a lot. There, it's a fucking, apparently a huge vein.
So what you needed was the governor of Colorado to gift you the mountain.
Exactly.
And then you would have been fine. He could have gifted you the mountain. You'd be like, oh, all right.
The special lady.
Put a house there.
The special lady and I, we like to go to the gym and rock show that shows up, you know, 3-4 times a year. And you always go through the loose gems and loose rocks, you know, they got just stuff to sell. And I was walking through this one guy's little shop area and I could see him from 10 feet away. I was just like, I see raw fucking opals over there. Not going over there.
Okay. They're colorful. It's like they're kind of rainbowy.
Mm-hmm. The rainbowy rock. The raw gemstone or the rock that the gemstone is in looks really cool. But then once you start cutting that gem, I'm out.
Opal is so sad too, because opal is a really nice looking rock. I'm looking at it now. It looks really nice.
It is. My special lady really likes opals, and I'm really torn because I don't think I can actually purchase one because it's not her birthstone. So I don't know if I could.
No, you need to convince someone to purchase it for you, gift it to you, so you can gift it to her. So twice gifted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no karma.
And it'd be even less cursed because it was not just gifted once, but twice.
Right, right. The karma's gone at that point.
So what is the anti opal? Like, what is the stone that everyone should be having and handling
and touching?
Excuse me. Yeah. What's the stone that everyone should have in their pocket? Opal band, but what is the one that's like the anti opal? A worry stone.
Okay. Know.
I had a worry stone for a while.
Yeah. I think a worry stone's just a polished rock. I don't think it's a specific rock. I think it's just
It's just you rubbing the rock.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I don't know. Tigerite's pretty. Cool.
Think about it.
You know,
next week I want a definitive answer on the opposite of opal, and what we need to be all be carrying.
I mean, a diamond is kind of the opposite of an opal, because an opal is cloudy and not clear at all.
Yeah.
I mean, it falls on like it falls somewhere on the clarity. You know, when you grade a gemstone, yes, there is a clarity part. There is clarity to an opal, but you know, in comparison to a diamond, it's fucking cloudy as fuck.
Well, I'm almost thinking like you need like a.
It would be a not well known gemstone, like, yeah, like a
no, yeah.
I can't even fucking think of something a tiger. I can't even think of a name of another gemstone that would be uncommon.
Well, I thought is obsidian. Is obsidian a gemstone?
I think obsidian.
Because that's.
I mean, you can cut it as a gem. I don't know if it.
It's considered yes, one.
But
yeah, because. Well,
yeah.
I only ask because it's the opposite of it's technically the opposite of opal, which is white with a lot of color. Well. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm just guessing here because I'm like, it's black and like colorless. So therefore, maybe that's the opposite of an opal. I don't know.
Technically. Okay. Obsidian is technically a natural volcanic glass, not a gemstone. That's why I'm sitting here kind of going like, I don't know. I mean, you can cut it as one, but it's, I don't, yeah, I hesitated. I should have just gone with my answer.
What does George Burns say?
George Burns would have taken something about obsidian and probably made a one-liner joke that would be completely inappropriate by today's standards about people not of the white color.
Oh, yeah. No, you're not wrong. Actually, you're probably right. Was he ever on Hollywood Squares? I feel like he'd be on Hollywood Squares. I feel like he did those kind of shows near the end of his life, even though he was like in his 90s. He was still doing shows like that.
I don't think he fell down the fucking celebrity ladder low enough to be on Hollywood Squares.
Okay.
Yeah, we got George Burns, Whoopi Goldberg, and the one DJ guy. What the fuck was it? Stone Phillips. Like, oh, come on, that's not going to work.
No, his, George Burns.
His delivery would not have worked on Hollywood Squares.
Nah. Because what's her face? Yeah, there were a couple of comedians on there.
Joan Rivers. Yeah. Joan Rivers, yeah. Definitely. People that were a little quicker. That didn't. Yeah. George Burns, his shit took time. They were one-liners, but it took time. There was build-up.
He's a Rat Pack comedian, you know? Like, he's a comedian from the era of crooners and, like, everyone living in Palm Springs. Like, that was his role. all the old people.
And now Palm Springs has just been overcome by the desert at which it, you know, was built in.
It's still kind of nice. I've been there recently. It's still okay.
Sure, but it's definitely like, lost a lot Spring of Breakers aren't going to Palm Springs. No. You
know? Going to Havasu, or they're going to anything with a lake.
That's how you judge. That's how you could judge, like, the popularity of a place, is where Spring Breakers go. Is it still a spot?
Well, very apropos, since this is Spring Break week for a lot of people, so.
Well, I mean, I think it varies, you know, from state to state and school to school, but.
Yeah.
As adults, man, I wish we got spring break. I mean, technically, I guess I got like a month off, so I shouldn't fucking bitch about anything. But, you know, just saying.
College. I never did spring break in college. I should have.
I never, even in high school, I never did anything but hang out with my friends.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
I never did,
of course.
But, even, I mean, we had high school kids that would go away for the week. And go do something. I went to a pretty, you know, well-off white kid school.
Okay. Because in college, though, that's when you went to, during spring break, that's when you go to the lake and you have the boat and you have the beer bongs and
all the sex.
Rampant nudity.
Yeah. I never did that. I just did all the nudity and rampant sex, you know, here.
Right. Local. Local.
Yeah, I went to the local beach. You know,
I wasn't going to export that stuff. I was just going to keep it local. You know, keep it tight.
Go down to the old, you know, local reservoir. You know, hang out
go
on
to the old fish
pool. Hang out at the imported sand beach and pretend.
Fun.
Yeah. I guess. I mean, it's what we had, so it's what you did. Yeah. But I would never say to anybody now, hey, man, you want to go down to the beach? Because, one, nobody would know what the fuck I was talking about, and two, it's not a beach.
No beaches in Colorado.
Well, I mean, we have something that's, you know, people call the beach, but, yeah.
It's you not have lakes. You don't have an ocean.
We have no ocean access. We have no oceans.
Yeah.
No. We got some lakes. We got lakes that have, like I said, imported sand to make the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a couple, you know, wave parks. So you can go, you can do some surfing here, some boogie boarding.
Yeah.
You know, you might get sucked into the suction part, but, you know, it's a risky take.
Right.
Your feet might become raw from the walking around in the pools, but the risk you take.
And not me. It's a water park in ages.
I don't do water parks. I'm scared of water.
Water park water is kind of the worst, so I get you.
Right. No, this is fucking stupid. So I was feeling like having some Kool-Aid this past week. And
okay.
No, it's kind of the state of the fucking world we live in. Okay. I haven't seen a packet of Kool-Aid in over 20 years. I was unaware that they even made packets of Kool-Aid. I thought that everything was in a fucking, you know, a container or a tub. Because that's all I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody, when I was at the store, they actually asked me, what you looking for? And I was like, you know, actually, I really want some Kool-Aid out of nowhere. I don't know why. I just feel like drinking a cup of fucking sugar with some flavoring in it. Mm-hmm. And the guy said, oh, go to customer service. They have all the packets of sugar. And I went, why? Why wouldn't I just get them from the shelf that they're clearly not on? Because I haven't seen them in so long. I found out that people at this particular store were taking packets of Kool-Aid that costs, I don't know what a packet of Kool-Aid costs, less than 50 cents probably, and buying steaks with it.
Huh?
They were putting the Kool-Aid under whatever they were purchasing, whether it be steaks, Tide, you know, whatever.
Is the law so much?
A bag of bananas, I don't know, and scanning the packet of Kool-Aid and not the actual product.
That makes more sense. Okay.
So instead of $13.99 per pound for this fucking filet or, you know, whatever the fuck, T-bone, they're paying less than, I don't know, 50 cents, I guess, for a packet of Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
But to the camera.
People are really...
It looks like they scanned the product. It went across the scanner.
People are really getting ingenious with the way they want to steal from a place. They're like, yeah, we're going to find every unique and cool way to steal.
I actually said to the employee, I used to arrest shoplifters for a living. I would have never thought of buying other products with Kool-Aid.
Yeah, that's pretty genius. That's actually pretty smart.
And if I had to go to the customer service to get a packet of Kool-Aid... Maybe I won't get Kool-Aid. Maybe I'll get something else.
It's weird. It's like you're buying something like illegal.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm buying a pack of cigarettes or some Nicorette.
Right.
You know, or like I've seen packs of rubbers at customer service. They're not even on the shelves or on the hooks in the health aisle. You gotta imagine being a teenager and having to go. That's probably why there's not a lot of teenagers buying rubbers these days.
Because they're not getting any. That's why
maybe that too. These days. That's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I couldn't have being a young teenager and being like, I have to go to customer service to ask for rubber. Yeah, I'd like those down there. You know, not those ones. The ones underneath that, the purple ones. Yeah, you know, whatever. You know,
one box of Magnums, please.
Yeah. It's like, you rent carpet cleaners and get lottery tickets and do Western Union and shit at fucking customer service. You don't buy Kool-Aid and rubbers. Actually, that'd be a fun thing to go buy at a store, actually. You finding everything okay? Yep, it's all at customer service. I need carpet cleaner, Kool-Aid, and rubbers. Pack of cigarettes, too.
I'm surprised I have yet to buy anything that it requires me to go to customer service to get. So I'm pretty vanilla with my grocery shopping, apparently.
Well, next time you go to the grocery store, look and see if they got Kool-Aid packets. And that'll tell you how much theft apparently is happening in your store or not.
We have self-checkout, but we have a dude that like watches people self-checkout. So maybe that's why it's a little different. But who knows?
I've heard stores that are going to do a subscription service for you to allow your shoppers to use self-checkout.
We're falling apart. I don't know, Josh. We're just falling apart as a society. Just bit by bit, we're just falling apart. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of any of it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Boo.
I don't know. This is something I actually did want to talk about, and I fucking forgot. You remember last week, Francis? Do you remember last week how I said I don't like to fucking repeat jobs I've done in the past because I like to challenge myself to something fucking new? Well, I'm a hypocrite.
Sure.
I am a total hypocrite because last Wednesday I went into work and protected K-Fabe. I talked to somebody in the loss prevention department of where I work and said, hey,
yes,
loss prevention person, you know, I've spoken with you a few times. You know, I've done this in the past. What do you guys start out at, you know, pay wise hours? You know, what's the 411 on your position? And the person gave me the information and said, I would love to have you a part of our team. And I went, cool, let me think about this. And I went to my work area to do more of my work. And while I was doing my work, I also applied to do loss prevention again. So instead of sleeping on it, like I told the lady, so I didn't even sleep on it. I already applied. So
nothing wrong, dude. Nothing
there's
wrong
nothing, there's that. Nothing wrong with it. It's just funny that I was like last week, I was like, I really don't like repeating my jobs. I like to challenge myself. Well, it's still going to be a challenge if I get it, whatever. But
yeah,
it's just funny. I thought it was funny enough to bring up. I didn't write it down because I thought I'd remember it. I'm glad I rambled long enough that it popped back up in my brain because I thought it was funny.
Ginger's right. Just never pass up an opportunity.
That is very true. Yeah. We can make another hockey reference, not to Luc Robitaille, but to the other guy. The other famous guy.
Wayne Gretzky.
Thank you. You miss every shot. You don't take.
Shots. You don't take, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, like I said, protecting some kayfabe. I've done some loss prevention before. This would be a lot of the same thing that I did before. Just with different context of what you're preventing being lost. So sure. I need to make more money. I got to make moves. So I'm already employed at this place. You might as well look at and see what else they have to offer within the same place. It's a lot easier than starting someplace new.
Sideways mobility.
Yes. So More on that soon, hopefully. But I think that's everything for this week. An hour and a half of two dudes rambling. Like we didn't stick.
I like that you've increased the time now. Like, you used to be very prudent on the hour-long length of the show, but it looks like you want to... You gave us that extra half hour, which means we're giving a little more meat.
Give the extra juice, because, Francis, I no longer have to be up at 3:30 in the morning.
For now.
Okay, yeah, for now. You're right. You're right. Depending on the future, yeah. That could definitely... We could be right back to that out in that nice tight hour again. We'll see. But for now...
See what happens.
We'll let the juice flow, and if it flows long, we go long. So, that's what we got. Francis, where can people find you on the internet? If they would like to do that, jelly. I need a new webcam.
At AKA the other guy on all of the social medias, and at Super Geeked Up tomorrow for more improv shenanigans.
Yes. And you should tune in, because Super Geeked Up is fun. It's a good time. Good guess. Bad impressions. Sometimes really good impressions.
You never know.
It is a crapshoot. You never know. But it's much like this show. You never know what you're going to get. But you know we're going to be here almost every week to provide an hour and some of hopefully entertaining juice. I don't know. I don't know. Find us everywhere now on YouTube podcasts. Just look up the POI podcast. Email at thepoipodcast@gmail.com. You can call, text, voicemail, call into the show. We can talk. We can rap. 314-764-7631 spells out POI pod 1. That's everything, I think. Oh, yeah. Find me at 303_ninja on the Twitters, 303ninja on the Instagram, and all over your mom's face. I don't know. Francis didn't even respond, so that's good. That's when I know I've got a good one. He doesn't even respond. That's everything. I have nothing else to say. We're out of here. Bye.